State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
Every week for 5 years on Michigan Radio, we've heard those three kids talk about what they want to be when they grow up. A firefighter, a ballerina, a Batman. We've heard from countless listeners, even colleagues, and they all want to know, where is Batman now? Now, for the final State of Opportunity feature, Jennifer Guerra investigates.
I first met Batman on June 19th, 2012. It was at a support group for low-income moms and their kids. I was able to track down the sign-in sheet from that day. 13 names and 13 numbers.
Subscriber you have dialed is not in
the
service.
The number you have reached.
The person you have called is
I have the wrong number.
This phone does not accept incoming calls.
Ugh. I was striking out on Batman. By this time, I have less than a week to go before my deadline. But then, around 8 o'clock on Friday night, I get an email. It's from our IT guy. He had found the original tape from when I had interviewed Batman. Now I had his full name. I do some more digging, and with about 48 hours to go...
Hi, Jennifer. This is Daisha.
Hey, Daisha.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
It is Batman's mom, Daisha Flewellen.
I interviewed you about 5 years ago.
I tell her the whole story, how I'm on this deadline, and I've been searching for her son for weeks. And she says, okay, you can come over tomorrow. I'll keep him home and take him in late to school. He won't mind. So yesterday at 10 o'clock, I walk up to their brick apartment, knock on the door, and there he is. Twice as big as when I first met him. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Can you tell me who you are?
Joseph Wellen.
And how old are you?
10.
Justice. Perfect superhero name. He is 10 now, in the fifth grade, and a little bit shy. When given the choice of being famous or rich, he says he would take rich every time. He loves basketball and math and most science.
When it comes to animal, like frogs and stuff, I don't really be that interested.
As we're talking, it dawns on me. Regular listeners to Michigan Radio have heard his Batman tape week after week for 5 years.
Okay, here.
But his family
Ready?
Has never heard it. So I get out my cell phone and I play the clip. The one you hear laughing the hardest is Trinity, Justice's 9-year-old sister. Justice is trying hard not to laugh. So do you still want to be a Batman?
Well, when I kind of found out that it was fake, I kind of didn't, but then I still want to.
When you found what was fake?
Batman. It was a movie.
Do you remember when you found that out?
Yes.
How did it feel?
I was depressed, but it was other stuff I can do in the world, so. Since Batman was, like, a lifesaver, I might well be a police officer.
You can be Justice Man.
That's Justice's mom, Daisha.
Your name is already, like, superhero-ish.
Yeah,
and especially if you want to be a police officer. It's like, I'm Justice.
There are so many ways this story could have ended. We want to believe kids from low-income families have an equal shot at success in life, but there is a pile of research that suggests otherwise. Finding Justice, this well-adjusted, smart, happy kid from a loving home, I was so relieved. His mom and dad both work, they have their own car, and they just put an offer this week on a little bungalow house with a koi pond in the backyard. His mom grew up in foster care and now has a job as a supervisor at a bank. She did not want her family to be another poverty statistic.
Just because you're in a certain situation does not mean you have to stay in that situation. And if you want to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, start acting that way now. And your intention will get you there, is really what I really believe.
Climbing out of poverty is incredibly tough. But some, like Justice and his family, they managed to do it. They are superheroes. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.
Thank you.